This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Belichick talked about it with Brady where, like, you know, something he did so well was just avoid negative plays. And I think that, like, they'll look to him to do that most of all. But, you know, defenses are going to have an entire season to study him. And, you know, it's not going to surprise me if Jaden Daniels struggles for half the year and if Caleb Williams struggles. I mean, you know, it's a process. And I think that, like, of all those guys entering their second year, it wouldn't surprise me if Drake ends up having the best season because of who's calling plays. And because he has so much success simplifying the game through a quarterback's eyes.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Seth Wickersham, ESPN.
Josh McDaniels' best friend.
Yeah, they seem to have a relationship, I would say. Josh McDaniels, good guy. Good offensive coordinator. Do you not feel better about the offense with Josh McDaniels as a coordinator?
You know what? A little bit of the shine came off for me after that Raider stint. I was just kind of like, really, dude?
He's a bad head coach. We know
you couldn't learn your lesson in Denver. You did that with the Colts. You get another opportunity with the Raiders. You get fired twice in season. Like, dude, what is – there's something off. You know what? Coach offense, do not be even come close to being my head coach, please.
Perfect.
Ever.
And that's what he's doing. He's coaching an offense. He's coaching a quarterback. Last time we saw him coach a young quarterback here, he took him to the playoffs. Like, that's all you're looking for, right? Lead a young quarterback to even a misleading playoff season. Just give me what you gave us with Mac Jones. They win 10 games that year, 10 or 11 games that year. They go to the playoff, 10 and 7, and then you get smoked by the Bills in the playoffs.
That might have been
9-4 at one point, and then they had a bye week, and then everything fell apart.
That was the best coaching I've ever seen out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting because he was looking. It just felt like his opportunities to be a head coach again were slipping away, and he really needed to have a good year with Mac Jones to show everybody that he still got it. And Mac Jones in preseason is like going out there in the third quarter and like he's doing 2-minute fast pace offense and he's boom, boom, boom down the field, score, boom, boom, down the field, score. And they got off to a great start his rookie year, Mac Jones. And so Josh looked like he was, you know, a genius, I thought, that the start of Mac Jones's career.
So Josh.
And then that parlayed that into a head coaching job. And then
yep,
we saw
and then it went south.
Yep.
And then. Davante Adams said, get me out of here before I die or something, whatever he was mic'd up saying.
Dudes are smoking cigars when he left.
Slightly more colorful words in that soundbite.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but he's back in the role. I say it all the time, the Peter principle. You ascend to the level upon which you fail, and then you go back to the level of what you're good, right? So not all coordinators can be head coaches. Now he's a good coordinator. Do your thing. Stay as a coordinator, right? Why are you making that face?
I never heard of that, the Peter
principle. You ascend to the level upon which you fail.
I like that.
So you keep moving up the ladder until you fail, and then you go back one step to the level where you proved you were good. That is
something, man.
Very Stick good. Around. I'll teach you a All few right, things. You're not the only one that has, like, lessons and slogans and things of life. So the Football Power Index. Dan, you put this in the rundown a couple days ago. Football Power Index, if you're not familiar, is ESPN's complete analytical breakdown of the NFL. It tells them each week who's most likely to win matchups. They run simulations for Super Bowls, blah, blah, blah. So they put out their projections. And their projections for the Patriots in 2025 is between 8.1 and 8.8 wins. So they're right on the cusp of that over-under at 8.5, basically, right? Just
That's literal 500 is what that number is saying. Yep.
That is what it's saying. They're a 500 football team. You know, I chose the under, but would it stun me if they somehow got to 9 wins? That's a little more negative than Ted and Fitzy had been, and I say had been, because suddenly Ted sees a couple days of passing camp in shorts and is backtracking like you wouldn't believe. So, what do we think of the computer modeling of 8.8 wins or 8.1 wins, Fitzy? Is that are you disappointed in the analytics of the computer?
Nope. I still feel like the over is the smart bet here in this equation. I just think it's going to be. I just think it's going to be tougher than everyone else thinks. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to get to. They're not just going to march their way to 10-7, and no one really marches their way to 10-7. That speaks to a grind out season where you come out on top just a little more often than you end up losing. That balls bounce your way more frequently than they did the previous season as well. 8.5 is the betting. It was 7.5. Don't forget. Then they had a good free agency period. Then they had a draft. Everyone gave an A double plus two, and then it got bumped up to 8.5. So betting the over there seems to make sense to me, but I certainly don't expect that they leave that total in the dust. It's not like I'm not 13-4ing this team by any stretch.
Man, it feels like the right number. I mean, yeah, based on the schedule, based on the all the free agents they brought in, based on the draft, based on the new coaches, it feels like that is the right number.
And just for comparison purposes, like a couple teams that are around them, they have the Bears at 8.2 to 8.7. Another team with a new coach, a young quarterback, talent, turnover, changes.
Yeah.
Also, interestingly, in the AFC East, the Miami Dolphins, 8.2 to 8.7 wins. So they think they're going to be neck and neck.
I'm not in on them. Wow. I'm not in on the Dolphins this year.
And they won 8 games last year.
The Football Power Index. The thing that I found interesting here is some of the percentages they give. They give playoff percentage. Patriots have a 33.9% chance to make the playoffs. Feels high to me.
I'll take it.
I mean, seven teams make it from each conference.
A 1-3 chance to make the playoffs. Their chances to win the division, 14%. That seems high. Their chance to make the conference title game, 5.8% chance.
All right.
Chance
You're
to go to the Super
me there's
Bowl.
A chance.
They are telling you that, Fitzy. You'll like these chances too, because they're telling you there is a chance they go to the Super Bowl at 2.2% chance, and there is a chance they win the Super Bowl. At 0.9% chance.
I bet you in 2001, I wonder what that would have said about the 2001 Patriots.
Similar to
point,
this.
0.9, probably?
Maybe less.
Maybe.
Well, you guys were coming up. Well, you're coming off you're a 5-11 season,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, very similar. Coming off 5-11, 4-13.
Were people talking about the 2000 Patriots heading into 2001, crushing the draft and free agency the way people have been throwing roses at this team?
No. No, because the free agent class didn't have stars. You didn't have $100 million Milton Williams out there, right?
Right.
You had Mike Vrabel as a restricted free agent.
Clem was our second rounder.
Yeah. You weren't getting. And in fact, there was the fight about the pick because Ron Borges wanted, what's his name, the receiver, right? Not Richard Seymour.
David Tyree.
Not David Tyree.
No, not David Tyree. Sorry.
Kayshon Johnson.
No, David. He played for him later.
Boston?
Went to Michigan. Big receiver. Not
nope.
That big a receiver. Terrell? No, David Terrell.
David Terrell, correct. No, yeah. I said Tyree. I apologize. That's
yes,
triggering
yes,
in Boston. I'll
60
take
to 1 odds. That's what the 2001 Patriots had to win the Super Bowl.
60 to 1.
So that fact, that's 1.67.
So they were slightly better chance to go to the Super Bowl than these Patriots.
That feels about the right number. And look, and then you keep saying to everybody that I'm backpedaling. I am. Look, it depends when we have the conversation. If you ask me. Okay. I'm moving still. I'm moving pretty good. I'll backpedal a little bit. It's just when I hear kind of things I'm hearing about the receivers, about Stephon Diggs, it just, did I have him at 10 wins? I have him at, 9.9 wins. You know, just a little.
You took a tenth of a win
A little
off.
Bit about 9.5 wins.
Okay.
Like it all adds up. It all adds up to mean something when you hear all of this stuff that maybe is starting to pile up. So, yeah, it's going to impact how I feel. You know, you need to ask me what you think the season's going to look like the day before the season starts, when I know I've seen everything. I've seen OTAs. I've seen mini camps. I've seen training camp. I've seen preseason. Then I'll give you the most accurate prediction I can.
Okay, I look forward to us fighting that day as well.
There you go.
The most consistent comp made to who Drake May is, or people hope that he'll become, obviously, is in the same division, Josh Allen, right? And
which I don't totally understand, but yeah, that's it.
Their rookie year stats are ultimately kind of similar, not in wins and losses. Allen went 5-6. Drake May went 3-9. But in terms of yardage, pass yards per attempt, yards per game, Drake had more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, believe it or not, than Josh Allen as well. Year two, 2019, when Josh Allen, halfway through the season, made his leap under Brian Daboll, and we're hoping that Josh McDaniels catches up and helps make the leap with Drake May this season, they went 10-6 and they made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So 10-7 this year for the Patriots, coming off of a good draft and a solid free agency period, seems to, again, kind of make sense as well.
Well, if he makes that leap, I mean, there is that necessary leap.
Sure.
That is what the proponents would say. The detriment would be, I don't know, what does the surrounding cast look like? For example, ESPN ranked the surrounding casts on offense and said the Patriots, just a stiz. If you had to rank where the Patriots' running backs, wide receivers, offensive line, surrounding cast on offense was for Drake May in the NFL, there's 32 teams. Is it the best, the worst, or somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
No, it would be last. ESPN says 32nd for your New England Patriots. I mean, Fox. 32nd for your New England Patriots, the complimentary cast around Drake May. So, is it possible Drake May makes a nice leap, a Josh Allen-like leap, or maybe not quite, and they still lose games because the running backs, the offensive line, the wide receivers all stink? Well, Fox Sports thinks that's a possibility. Ted, is that too low?
Too low? What do you mean?
The 32nd ranked complimentary cast.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. Based on last year and based on what I've seen so far, I mean, I've heard the offensive line sucked, and I've heard the wide receivers have sucked in camp so far. So they were both the worst units last year. And, look, I think it's maybe the running back situation to me is an upgrade. Trayvon Henderson, I'm sorry. That's a dynamic piece that they didn't have last year.
Should be.
To go with are two good, other running backs, solid, with Ramondre. Stevens back there. So look, I think it might be a little bit too, but it's right there. I mean, 30, 31. I mean, I don't think it's that far off.
Dan Ball?
I'll give you the comparison. Your 30 and 31 teams are both of the teams that play in MetLife. So the Jets are at 30, yeah, which is wild, and the Giants are at 31. Would you take either one of those supporting casts over what the current Patriots have?
My instinct is to say yes for the Jets. I get Garrett
Hall.
Well,
they both have elite wide receiver ones.
Yeah,
Malik, you got Malik Nabers.
Yes, I absolutely would take those.
Slayton, yeah.
Just Malik Nabers alone, and then subsequently Garrett Wilson, sure.
Oh, wait till Diggs gets back from this boat trip, man.
Yeah.
We're all in trouble.
We'll see.
I hear he's going to have a lot of energy just bouncing off the walls. Crazy energy.
Oh, he's a lucky guy,
there are other
huh?
teams, too, like the Saints. The Saints' talent, get out of here. I mean, Chris Olave seems like he might be, for all we know, he's been so dinged up the last couple of years. Alvin Kamara has been dinged up as well. And the teams like the Panthers, Tet McMillan and Adam Thielen all of a sudden overwhelm all the talent they have in Foxborough. I feel like 32 to 25, we'll say, at the bottom of the supporting cast judgment, according to Fox in the NFL, is probably reasonably comparable to one another. Obviously nowhere near some of the elite teams.
And this is where when I was arguing with you, Ted, I think they've upgraded at a lot of positions, but I think they upgraded from embarrassingly bad to maybe they're okay, or maybe they're you know what I mean? I don't know.
Professional.
Competent. Or I think I phrased it, they caught up to the pack. They were trailing the whole pack. Now maybe they've caught up to the pack a little bit. And I don't even know what wide receiver if they have. I'm still very if Stephon Diggs is not healthy and not being a good, impact guy in the locker, I don't know what he is. So if he's not available till October, and he's kind of a dink off the field.
That has me very worried.
Has Jalen Polk taken that huge jump? I know Tom Curran said good things yesterday, but what did Tom Curran keep saying? I thought he looked good last year. Well, he sucked last year when he got on the field.
I mean, they're saying that he looks good in his rehab workouts. Like, that's the bar we're going for.
You know who I did that with for like 3 years?
Yep.
Tyquan Thornton. I thought Tyquan Thornton had the
best training camp.
I told
you not to. I warned you every year.
The rookie year. You know who my measuring stick for best rookie training camp at wide receiver has been Deion Branch. He was awesome. He looked like he was ready to play in the NFL. And guess what? He was ready to play in the NFL. Tyquan Thornton was the second best in that whole span of whatever that was, 20 years of rookie receivers. I thought Tyquan Thornton was the second best. Tyquan Thornton stunk. He never did anything for this team on the field. So you have to be careful with that little leap from the practice field to the game field. But
man, usually translates.
But my worry is, like, Javon Baker, what is he doing? He's already kind of in the doghouse getting yelled at by, like,
Kayshon Booty.
I mean, Kayshon Booty, not in shape. Yep. I guess Kyle Williams is the guy that people seem to think is looking good, making some plays. But rookie receivers, you can't count on them. So this wide receiver position, and then we get to the offensive line. You have your doubts about Will Campbell, right?
Yeah.
What the upside is, where he levels out at.
I don't have any doubt, though, that he's an upgrade from what they had last year.
Yes, but upgrade from horrific to crappy?
Nope. I would say serviceable. He's going to be a serviceable left tackle, which is better than what we've had.
Will they get serviceable play out of the wide receivers?
That I'm more concerned about. I am not so sure about that.
Yes.
Is that the biggest concern right now? Are we back to wide receivers, the biggest concern on the team?
It feels that way, Fitzy. What do you think?
Jesus, what year is this?
I still say primary concern should be the health and growth and development of Drake May, followed closely by offensive line, then wide receiver.
No, but
if Drake is a mess, the team's going nowhere. If the offensive line is in tatters again, Drake's going to be a mess. Team's going nowhere. Lesser quarterbacks or even greater quarterbacks have gone further with cruddier wide receiver rooms.
There's easier things to work. You can work around maybe an offensive line that's sketch or a wide receiver group that's sketch. What's hard to work around is a quarterback that isn't
right.
That isn't that can't do a lot of things. You know, I mean, it's if you're limited in the quarterback position, then you're really screwed.
And we need to be, I guess, consistent, because I was just going to say something that I think would be contradictory. I think we all believe Drake May is going to be competitive, competent out there. Like, the wheels aren't going to fall off Drake May. I don't believe the wheels are going to fall off. I don't know if he's going to be a top five MVP candidate.
Well, he's had such a good spring so far, so why would we think that?
But that's my point.
He's setting you up, Dan. It's the rope-a-dope.
If we're bitching about the line and saying the line is not showing good signs, right, and the receivers aren't showing good signs in shorts on the practice field, then we have to be worried about Drake May. We have to be consistent, right?
Mm-hmm.
If practice matters, if I look down at the reports out of Gillette and OTA practice matters and I'm going to bitch about the receivers and I'm going to bitch about the line, then don't I also have to bitch about Drake May looking crappy the first two practices?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can't just whistle past the graveyard of Drake May. Even though I think he's going to be good, and I like him, and he's talented, he doesn't look that through two OTA practices.
If I've misled anybody, I apologize. I said he's got special talents. I'm not saying he's going to be special. He has abilities that are special to me.
What's your track record with quarterbacks? You know, we're getting to know each other. We haven't done a show for a long time. What's your track record over the years with... You think a quarter, like, I'll give you an example. I thought Sam Bradford was going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Bradford sucked. Like, Zach Mettenberger. I don't know if you remember that name.
Of course I remember.
Out of LSU.
Loved him. Thought that guy was going to be a stud. He sucked. So, like, and now I've had hits along the way, too. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, like, what, in your mind, do you think you're pretty good, 50-50?
I don't think I'm that good.
Not that good.
Projecting college to the pros. I'm not that.
I don't like this.
I'm not the best at it.
So your confidence in Drake May could be concerning.
Who was the NC quarterback that went to the Bears third overall?
Caleb Williams.
No.
Mitchell Trubisky?
Thank you.
You liked him?
I thought he was great.
Oh, Jiminy
Christmas.
So
there you go. I thought Mitch Trubisky was going to be a hell of a quarterback.
God.
So there you go.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
you're
what
the guy
I'm
saying
about.
Drake May's going to be special.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You and Ben Solak.
Can you just see like his skills, like his, like the way that he looks at the line, the way he reads the defense, the way he moves, like the strength of the arm, like everything is there. And now you have somebody, if there's going to be anyone that helps him do the calculus and put it all together on field, it's going to be McDaniels. He's got two seasons to figure it out. If he dragged Mac Jones and Nelson Agholor and Hunter Henry and Damian Harris to a 10-7 record and, you know, in a top 10 rushing game and a top 14 passing attack in 2021, I would like to think that he could do something comparable if not even better, with Drake May.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. I've been reticent in my whatever. Reticent. I've been screwing
negligent.
It up. It's Friday.
Negligent.
Good word, Ted Johnson. In my role as the host here, I've been kind of ignoring the callers that have been sitting there all day. So let's go to the phone lines. 617-779-7937. Derek in Fairhaven, what are your thoughts on the Patriots wide receivers, Derek?
How's it going, guys? I'm glad you guys are actually starting to pump the brakes on the whole Patriots season this year. Your receiving core is really not that good, and the one receiver you're going to enjoy being a Bills fan is going to be Mac Hollins. You're going to see that he's going to bring the leadership. He's going to actually have more production than Stephon Diggs will have. And I believe Stephon Diggs should be suspended for a couple games for that little video of him partying and showing a little substance. If you're a professional football player, you shouldn't be putting that out there.
All right, thanks for the call, Derek.
Tough.
We also don't know what that was like. Can we prove anything?
Nope, you can't.
So we saw he was having a good time with some girls on a boat.
Tough like, to do that.
Yeah, you can't prove anything. Yep. Also,
you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face.
The NFL doesn't have a ton of these suspensions just randomly for like something some guy
Jabril
did.
Jabril Peppers admitted to having cocaine,
yeah.
And they let him off the hook. Guys, he's not going to get suspended for a party video with some ketamine
and
MDMA mix.
He was on the commission exempt list, so he did lose money.
With it. Yeah, he dealt with the issue. But Fitzy's right. I mean, the police report, they basically said, is this your coke? He's like, yes, my coke, sorry. What does that tell you? He's like a little kid who got caught, and he just admitted to it.
Yeah, very different.
Let's go back to the phone lines. This is a separate issue. Kevin's been holding on a long time. Kevin in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts on my three-point stance?
I think your three-point stance is like that scene in Varsity Blues when the guy can't get up out of it, with all due respect. I mean,
hurtful.
Can we all admit that Jason Tatum's game 4 against the Knicks was probably his best game as a Celtic, and that really showed his superstar potential. But for the bulk of Tatum's career, he's been a guy who's been at that second tier, and his value has been playing a lot of minutes and giving you a lot of production. By definition, Jason Tatum will never be the same. When you're talking about him coming back, you're talking, what, maybe 60 games, 25, 26 minutes per game? You have entered this new CBA, and there's been no real CBA talk in any of this analysis, which is the elephant in the room. You have one star that you can get, practically speaking, and you're going to hinge on a guy with an Achilles injury whose real value is production. I mean, you're destined to become the 76ers.
All right, thanks for the call, Kevin. That seemed a little harsh there, destined to become the 76ers.
Celtics won a title, but who cares?
Did he also say, this is a weird way to put it, he said Jason Tatum's value was he plays a lot and scores a lot. Is it not good to play a lot and put up a lot of points?
And that was his best game. They were going to lose that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't his fault. But people will tell you it was his fault, Stiz, but it was not his fault.
617-779-7937. I'll remember to go to the phone calls if you call in. I apologize to those that waited for so long. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Mike Giardi will join us to tell us what he thought of Patriots OTAs. We all know he has a reputation for labeling the wide receivers when he sees things he doesn't like. We'll talk wide receivers, Drake May with Mike Giardi up next here on WEEI Afternoons. Tatum should be the MVP.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Stiz will never let us forget. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Prudential Center, located in the heart of Back Bay, features over 70 shops and eateries. Discovery at the center of it all. The Red Sox open up a three-game road series with the Atlanta Braves tonight. First pitch is at 7:15. It's Lucas Giolito against Grant Holmes on the mound. And here's your lineup. Jaron Duranley's off and left. Then it's Rafael Devers, your DH. Willier Abreu out and right. Carlos Narvaez is catching. Marcelo Meyer is at third with Abraham Toro at first. Trevor Story at short. Christian Campbell at second. And Seydon Rafaela is in center and batting ninth. From earlier today, the Red Sox are calling up reliever Nick Birdie from AAA Worcester. In the corresponding move, Liam Hendricks has been added to the injured list. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI-FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:15 p.m. tonight. And Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks and Lou Merlone 20, I'll have the call of the game. Last night in the NBA, the Knicks extended their season with a 111-94 win over the Pacers in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6 of that series is Saturday night in Indiana. The winner will face the Thunder in the NBA Finals. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Oilers doubled up the Stars 6-3 to win their series in 5 games in advance of the Stanley Cup Final. Game 1 of that series, featuring a rematch of the Oilers and Panthers, will be held in Edmonton on Wednesday night. The New England Revolution visits CF Montreal tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 7:30, and the Patriots return to the field for OTAs today, their third and final day of team activities this week. In league news, the 49ers and Eagles are working to finalize a trade that will send edge rusher Bryce Huff to San Francisco for a mid-round pick, and the Dolphins have engaged in trade discussions with the Steelers involving former Patriots tight end Jonnu Smith. Headed to Fenway for the game, park in Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop, dine, and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observation Deck. Just a short walk over to Fenway from the Prue. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com, Boston Sports Journal's Mike Giardi joins the guys, and that's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Friday, it's 4:30. Seems like a good time to talk to
Mike Giardi.
Time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. How are we doing this afternoon?
We're doing well, appreciating the sunshine before it rains all weekend again.
Yeah, that's not what we're looking for this boating season. But also something we're not looking for is two practices that the media was at and two different style of reports that Drake May isn't very good. The first was about interceptions. The second, we hear he's inaccurate. Is Drake May off to a worse start than you would have hoped and expected?
Well, they'll tell you that in the days that we haven't been there, that he has been good. And there have been multiple reports suggesting that. Yeah. When we have seen him, however, it has not looked very good. You know, like, and I'm not remotely panicked about it. I think we went through this last year. Granted, he was a rookie, but, like, he's learning a new offense, and there's a process to this. And I think you can see as he's trying to think too much and not playing fast. And I think that eventually, and we saw a little light go on from last year, eventually that's what you're hoping for and what you would expect from the number three overall pick, that eventually the light will go on and he'll start to play and his natural abilities will show through.
Mike, are you, just remind me, you know, are you a kind of a just a true believer in him in the sense that, like, what do you think his ceiling is? I mean, a lot of people compare him to Josh Allen. Josh made it to the playoffs in his second year, winning 10 games. You know, I see him as a special talented player. That doesn't mean it's going to turn out to be, you know, he's going to be a great player, but he's got special traits, in my opinion. What is your thoughts on Drake May? What is his ceiling when you think about him?
Yeah, I mean, I think his physical gifts. Well, first of all, I think it's unfair to compare him to Josh because Josh is 240-ish pounds of. It can be brute force. Josh as a runner is more like Cam Newton than anybody since Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And Drake's not that. He's 225. He might be 230 now, but he's just not built the same way. So he has the running ability, but it's not to be the guy that's going to drop shoulders and, you know, do the quarterback powers over and over again. But I do believe that his ceiling, if he reaches his ceiling from his physical talent, that he can be easily a top 10 quarterback. And, you know, then you start talking about the mental part and can he work his way into, you know, that top five, the guy who makes plays when he has to make plays in those big moments. And, you know, he had a couple last year. He also had several that didn't go that way. And, you know, it's part of the process of being a rookie, but I think there is a high floor and there could be a fantastic ceiling.
So, Mike, it seems like there's reasonable to varied amounts of concern about Drake's struggles early on. The offensive line as it tries to come together and form a new Voltron. The wide receiver room for a number of reasons. But one area that I don't have a lot of concern with, in fact, I'm confident in, is the running back room. And I think that they've improved. They were pretty good last year on a bad team, and now they've improved drastically by adding Travion Henderson, or so you'd think. Would it surprise you, then, if, as we talk so much about Drake, and the passing attack, if the Patriots of 2025 came out and were more of a run-centric team a la 2021 as they slow-played max development?
Yeah, I could totally see that. I think there's I think it's easier for offensive linemen to run block than it is to pass block. Be aggressive, go forward, as opposed to, you know, take that hitch step back and try to compete against some unbelievable athletes on the other side of the ball at times. So, Josh has proven that he will adapt to the situation, and it's clear that if, you know, Ramondre gets up to speed, and he looked pretty good, you know, like he didn't get to work in with team, but we did see him. He is back, you know, after the passing of his father, and he looks like he's in good condition. So that was, I thought, a positive. And between that, Gibson, who was, I thought, in the second half of the season was their best running back, and now adding someone like Henderson, who, again, just has a different gear. You know, it's so easy for him to get to top speed. They definitely have the capabilities to be a good running football team.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, with us here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I know you've been around a lot of NFL stories and scandals and situations with your time at NFL Network. So this Stephon Diggs thing that popped up this week, this video on a boat, on social media, with a substance that he may or may not be passing out. What do you make of it? Is he on thin ice? Where do you think this is right now, and where could it go?
I believe there's frustration because of not just that. I think that's just a piece of the puzzle. I think they'd like him around more, and I think Mike kind of made it clear, you know, and you can't say we want you here because it is voluntary, but I feel like there was an understanding there that he was going to be. I mean, he has a clause in his contract. If he shows up to 27 of the 32 OTAs, he gets an extra $200,000, which whatever, you know, like he's got $18.5 million guaranteed coming to him. So he might not care about that, but they put it in there thinking probably, hey, like, we'll give you a little carrot. You'll be here, right? Yeah, I'll be here. And he's not. He's not been here. I mean, Kayshawn Booty told us straight up, so we haven't seen him the two times, but Booty was like, yeah, haven't been here very much, you know? So everybody talked about the idea that he would be a leader. And why I've told you, you know, in the past, when I dealt with him in Buffalo and covering those teams, that he was good to the young receivers. He's not that guy. Like, he'll talk to them, he'll help them, but like, you know who's going to be a bigger leader in that room? It's going to be Mac Hollins. Mm-hmm. And Mac Hollins ain't half the player that Stephon Diggs is, right? Like, you're not expecting Mac Hollins to catch 80 passes, but you might be expecting Stephon Diggs to. So I think there's just a little bit of frustration there. And now, hey, here we are. It's not even the season, really. We haven't officially started yet, and I already am dealing with you being a headache. Like, you know, you can't, again, people will tell you can't prove anything. No, you can't. No one's going to tell you what was in the bag. We can all speculate, and there's plenty of people that have done the deep dives on it. But, like, it's off-putting. We gave you a lot of money, dude, like, when no one else would. And already you put us in a little bit of a spot.
It's interesting, Mike, because, I mean, you can look at this and go, okay, it's one little thing. It's a thing that you saw. Okay, like, it's no big deal. But I don't know, people that have been in football for a long time and know when a new coaching staff is coming in, what they're trying to do, when you have the profile of the wide receiver room like you have, that the Patriots have, it's kind of a bigger deal, don't you think? Yeah. I mean, do you feel that way? Don't you feel like, even though it feels like it can be in some situations not a big deal, but in this situation on this team currently, it feels kind of like a big deal and undermines what the head coach is trying to do, right?
You know, some people might view this as like being sanctimonious, and I'm not trying to be, I'm not like, Ted, you know, like, you lived it. Mike Vrabel lived it. Like, you guys operate differently than most of us do. You made more money than most of us do. Like, your parties are a little different than Joe Schmo's, right? Like, so I'm not naive to any of this stuff, but Mike is trying to establish something. And while having, as he said, you still got to have good players, and that's why Steph Diggs was signed, because they still hope he can be a good player. It's like they did want to try to build this up the right way and then have it to a situation where then you can take the guy who might be a little bit of a loose cannon, but we're putting him into a room that will, you know, like, he has to respect and live up to. Those guys will challenge him if he's not doing that. And here you have, again, the guy that's getting paid the most money in that wide receiver room by a long shot, and he's not here, and he's doing something on a boat, and yeah, I think it's a headache. I think it's added up already.
Mike, there have been some rumblings about town already, and on top of it all, you have Mike Vrabel, who has eliminated previous leaders, good citizens, and quality football players to help establish a new culture. So that leads me to want to ask, do you think there's a chance Steph Diggs could get cut?
Yeah, I don't think it's a high chance. I think there's going to be if there hasn't already been, a come to Jesus conversation, if you will, and just like, hey, A, tell me what was going on. Tell me I don't have to worry about this again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, be here. Be what we're paying you to be, because we don't need to do this. We don't want to do this. And you told us we weren't going to have to do this. And I will say one other thing about him too. Like, I've talked to people in Buffalo since this came out, but obviously talked to him when they signed him and the whole thing, and having been there myself and covered them a lot, like, he loves all this stuff. He doesn't want to just be a football player. He's into fashion. He loves fame. He loves all the things that come with it. The Met Gala, the whole nine yards. Like, that's what he sees himself as, like an influencer, not like, you know, the Instagram influencers, but like that, that he has that real, that sort of clout. And so, you know, then you're wondering about the commitment. Like, again, what are you doing? You're posting these videos on your Instagram, which, by the way, you're filming your story. Your comeback from ACL, he's documenting it, whole thing. So, like, but what are you doing? What's the stuff that's going on that wasn't there that we don't see in that part? Like, anybody can put those things together. Cam Newton put them together, and everybody got all excited. And then we saw Cam Newton get here, and we're like, he can't throw. So, you know, I probably put it at 15%. But, again, I think that conversation with Diggs, is he going to tell Mike the truth? Because Michael right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is he going to tell him?
He'll know.
Look, I screwed up, man. I screwed up. That's what you thought it was, and I messed up, and I shouldn't have put me in that spot, you guys in that spot, and I apologize 1,000 times over, and you won't have another problem with me. Okay, good. We can move forward. But if he's like, well, it wasn't mine, or no, that wasn't what you thought it was, or that's when you probably run into some more problems.
Mike, you know me well enough. I always look for the silver lining. A lot of negative talk about the offense. We've heard
that's
the line isn't
you.
Good. The wide receivers, Drake May. Can you give me a couple nuggets regarding the offense that you've liked through two OTA practices? Something good?
Hunter Henry's good. not a newsflash, but like he just that's their best receiver, man. And it's I hate the phrase. It's not even close. But right now, it's not even close.
Oh,
He gets open, and Drake trusts him, and that is, you know, that's evident. Like, he'll be an important figure once again this year, someone that you pray that stays healthy and he can be out there for all 17 games if you want to help maximize the level of the offense. And I'll give you another one, which is not an on-field thing. It's more of an off-field thing, at least to this point, because he's been still limited with as he recovers from the knee surgery, is Morgan Moses. You know, when we saw after practice 2 weeks ago, he gathered a bunch of the young offensive linemen, including Will Campbell, and they were clearly talking shop. They were in a circle, and they were just, you know, we're doing player interviews, and they're off in their own world talking about football, and, you know, you could see them working on pass sets and all this stuff. And then this past week, a couple days ago, he's got them again, only this time he brought over a couple defensive guys. And they were talking, again, same sort of thing, like pass rush. And I know that, you know, the conversation back and forth, like, well, if I do this, then what do you do? Or if you see me do this, what does that tell you? Like, so it's just, he is sort of leading this group and trying to get the Will Campbells. Demontre Jacobs was in there, Jack Conley, the young kid from BC, the undrafted lineman. Like, so it's clearly like I'm taking the young guys under my wing and I'm trying to give them as much intel as I can give them. And, you know, I don't know how much football he's got left in the tank. You know, he was decent last year, but as I've mentioned, his body has started to show signs of breaking down. But, like, he's already been a hit in what he's bringing off the field, or in that case, on the field, just in terms of conversation.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, appreciate you joining us on a Friday afternoon. And I like that. It sounds like Morgan Moses is the anti-Diggs. So
right,
that's perfect.
Exactly
he
right.
He shows up, he's hurt, but he helps the young guys, and he's being a leader. Interesting how that
the
works.
The natural conclusion, yep.
All right, Mike, enjoy the rainy weekend. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Appreciate it, guys.
See you, bud.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Some interesting comments from Mike Giardi there from Patriots OTAs. We'll break a couple of those down up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes
and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I don't think it's a high chance. I think there's going to be if there hasn't already been, a come to Jesus conversation, if you will. Tell me I don't have to worry about this again. And, you know, like, be here. Be what we're paying you to be. I probably put it at 15%. But again, I think that conversation with Diggs, is he going to tell Mike the truth? I screwed up. That's what you thought it was, and I messed up, and I shouldn't have put me in that spot, you guys in that spot, and I apologize 1,000 times over, and you won't have another problem with me. Okay, good. We can move forward. But if he's like, well, it wasn't mine, or no, that wasn't what you thought it was, or that's when you probably run into some more problems.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, joining us moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. 15% chance they cut Stephon Diggs.
How about that?
And he said it's adding up. Things are adding
up. The people are putting more a lot of people are like, what is it? Okay, he's having fun. What's the big deal? There's context. He's also not coming to OTAs. Oh, okay. All right. He's also not maybe being the leader you thought he was going to be. Okay. And then it starts to paint a picture, and then those things add up. And it is fascinating to know. I mean, we have to think that Mike's talked to him. Like, literally asked him already, right? There's no reports that they had a conversation, but I would be so curious what Diggs said to him in that meeting. Did he own up to it, or did he fudge it and be like, no, it's not what you think it was? I'd be fascinated to hear that. I'm sure that I'm thinking that conversation's already had to have been had. And to Girardi's point, Mike, if you're going to sit there and if he feels like you're lying to him, I don't know. I don't know what you do as a coach to punish him, because you got to take him maybe out of his war. But Mike will see through that, and that won't help Stephon Diggs. But they're also kind of stuck with the guy too. They're paying him already $4 million of his signing bonus. So they're in, man.
And they need him, Fitzy. They need
just
forget
like
the
Antonio
money.
Antonio Brown, 2019.
Yeah. They need him. They've decided this was going to be the veteran that could come in and maybe be a number one. I got to take a joint victory lap here. Ted Johnson and Andy Hart are both going to be right. Ted was very excited, Fitzy, if you remember, about Mac Hollins. He was higher on Mac Hollins than most people
I
were.
Was, yes.
And I'm a little probably lower on Mac Hollins than most people are. And I keep now getting this premonition. Mac Hollins is indeed going to be the best wide receiver on the Patriots. And that's not a good thing for the New England Patriots. No shot at Mac Hollins, but if he's your best wide receiver, you're probably not a real good wide receiver core in passing game, Fitzy.
Why do you think Mac Collins is going to be the best wide receiver?
Because he's the only one that seems to have some stability right now. He's got the reputation and the history with Josh McDaniels, so that's going to give him a one-up. He seems to be maybe the most professional in the room. I mean, is there anybody that's more...
The guy that wears the crazy costumes and doesn't come into the stadium with shoes on?
Ironically. Yeah. Ironically, yeah, the guy that looks like a clown is actually a professional, and the guys that, you know, maybe look a little more professional at times are the clowns.
Yeah. There's a difference between looking and acting. So he acts like a pro, but he might look like...
Well, there's... I think, fellas, there's a reason why so many Buffalo Bills fans immediately took to social media the night the Patriots signed him away from the Bills and said... You guys got a real one. He's awesome. Gonna love him immediately. Huge impact on and off the field, which seems crazy for somebody who had, like, what, 5 touchdowns and 30-some-odd receptions last year. So it does speak to the fact that he's a high-character guy. Andy, we're also sort of, like, whistling past maybe Kendrick Bourne just has an opportunity to reestablish himself as a decent wide receiver, as a serviceable professional, because... Aside from the fact that, like, we all think Pop Douglas has an opportunity, again, the room's getting weird and getting weird quick.
They all have opportunities. There's a huge opportunity here for anybody who's ready to step up to the plate and grab the bull by the horns, to mix my metaphors there. Mm-hmm. Like, they are, you can be the Patriots' number one wide receiver, right? All it takes is talent, work ethic, reliability, consistency, and all of these guys seem to lack talent, work ethic, reliability, consistency, all the prereq. But there is... Wide receiver 1, 2, and 3, open. It's an open tryout, right? Fresh, clean slate, fresh start, whatever you want to call it. And yet, I don't know, is anybody ready for that opportunity? Does anybody look like, oh my God, that guy is going to have the year?
Well, the hope is that DeMario Douglas will be maybe that guy. You know, Kayshon Booty, the third leading receiver last year. You
what did he do? Maybe, what shape was he in?
Yeah, no, he comes.
Round
he
is
comes
a shape,
in,
Andy.
He comes, yeah, so it's. I mean that class, or excuse me, that wide receiver core is looking is really, really not good. I thought it was interesting. One of the things that Girardi said. That is so, you see this a lot in football players, is once they kind of get their names out there, then they want to be more than just football players.
Oh, yeah.
So he just mentioned that Steph Diggs wants to be more than a football player. He's got fashion interests, and he wants to live that style. You see that all. I mean, it's like they want to be there before they're there. You know, like Russell Wilson wants to be more than just a quarterback. And he looks, like the end of his career, like a guy that's, you know, stopped working at the thing that he was made his name for, and is wants to be the other thing before he's even retired from football. And I feel like that's a little bit of what's going on with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, none of this makes me feel good. I mean, there's a victory lap for me coming when you people are all put in your place, and this is a 7-win team. But it doesn't make me feel good. I wanted to have fun. I want the offense to be good.
You know, another thing too. He mentioned that there's a workout bonus of $200,000. That's on the higher end. They're usually like around $100,000. If I were the Patriots, I would have given him $1 million for, like, because his leadership is hugely important. And if you basically attach a lot of his just, you know, being here in the offseason to his signing bonus or whatever, you know, roster bonus or whatever, then you guarantee him being here, and then you get what you really want out of him, which is not only just catching balls in the fall, but being a leader to these young guys.
Yes, it is.
Funny, speaking of Ted, you know, talking about how Diggs, we're hearing that he kind of wants to be an influencer in that. And it reminds me of that viral video that went viral with Shador Sanders and Cam Ward. And Shador's like, hey, man, do a song with me. We should do a song together, right. Blah, blah, blah. And Cam's like, bro, I want to be known for football. I play football. That's right. What I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a great call.
Even Will Levis talked this week about how impressive Cam Ward is both on and off the field. He's given himself a real shot to make an immediate impact year one. Other rookies and even other star wide receivers that love booger sugar on a boat should probably take notice.
This is just another, you know, we talked about it yesterday, him not being fully invested. Is this just a paycheck? Is this just sort of a last stop? More and more it feels like that. More and more. And then when you add in the injury, if he were focused on football, I think he'd be worried that he's not healthy, that he's not able to perform. But if you're kind of only half focused on football, do you care if you're not till full health till November? You probably don't, right? Because the checks will cash. I signed with a team. I'm going to get some paychecks. I can make some videos.
And he knows he has a little bit of leverage and wiggle room because of how desperate they are to assign him.
Yeah.
So he's got leverage. and he's using it.
It's only May, but this is not going in a great direction at the wide receiver position. Speaking of not going in a great direction, the tease that I'm about to give just didn't go in a great direction, but also the Boston Red Sox. It's the 5 o'clock hour. We got to talk about it. They are back on the baseball field tonight. They haven't lost a game in each of the last two nights. Little teaser, because they did lose during the afternoon the other day, but they're back at it. Boston Red Sox will get Ted's thoughts post-Alex Cora interview. Is this team ready to change its path, or is this team continuing to sink like a stone? A little Red Sox talk next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.